This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is to meet with his counterparts Friday at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, where more aid for Ukraine is to be announced. On Thursday, the United States announced more than $2.5 billion in military aid, but no tanks Ukraine has requested. The latest U.S. package of weaponry includes Bradley fighting vehicles and Stryker armored personnel carriers. The new U.S. aid package brings American military assistance to Ukraine to almost $27 billion since Russia's invasion nearly a year ago. President Joe Biden has inspected some of the damage caused by relentless storms that devastated some areas of the western state of California. We get more from the AP's Norman Hall.
The president walked along the splintered boardwalk in the beach town of Capitola and heard from business owners struggling to repair damage to their shops after deadly storms caused devastation across the region and killed more than 20 people statewide. From December 26 to January 17, California was deluged by 11.47 inches of rain and snow on average across the state.
If anybody doubts the climate is changing, then they must have been asleep for the last couple years.
The president has already approved a major disaster declaration for the state, bring additional federal resources for recovery efforts. Hours before his visit, he raised the level of federal assistance available even higher. I'm Norman Hall.
69 Al-Shabaab militants were killed in two separate military operations in South and Central Somalia, according to Somali military officials. In a separate operation, at least 20 Al-Shabaab militants were killed and others were injured when Somali National Army fighters launched an attack Thursday on a militant base north of Baidoa, the temporary administrative capital of Southwest, according to officials. This is VOA News. Authorities say the death toll in an avalanche that buried vehicles outside a highway tunnel in Tibet has risen to 13, with rescue efforts continuing. Tons of snow and ice collapsed onto the mouth of the tunnel on Tuesday evening, trapping drivers in their vehicles. Many of the people were headed home for China's New Year holiday that starts on Sunday. Britain's King Charles III has asked that annual profits from $1.2 billion Crown Estate wind farm deal be used for the public good rather than for the royal family. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
The Crown Estate confirmed that it has signed lease agreements for six offshore wind projects. The profit from such projects would normally lead to a jump in funding for the royals under a complex system that funds the activities of the monarchy in the UK. But Buckingham Palace has said that King Charles has requested for the money to be used to help the public, which is struggling to make ends meet because of record high inflation rates. Karen Chalmers, London.
Authorities in northwest Pakistan said Thursday militants had staged a gun and bomb attack on a police outpost, killing three security forces members. The banned Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly nighttime raid in the Khyber district bordering Afghanistan. The United States has listed the Pakistani Taliban as a global terrorist organization. T-Mobile says data for millions of customers was stolen. We have more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. wireless carrier T-Mobile says hackers have stolen data on 37 million customers. It says the breach occurred in late November and was discovered January 5th. The company said Thursday in a regulatory filing that the unidentified intruder obtained data including addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. It said the exposed data did not include bank account or credit card information, social security numbers, or other IDs or passwords. The company has been hacked multiple times in recent years. However, in its current filing, did not expect the latest breach to have a material impact on its operations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A government program launched Thursday is giving American citizens the chance to play a role in resettling thousands of refugees who arrived.